This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's updates from the South East Radio Group. We've been advised that this year the Edinburgh Park Jota station will be operating for 27 hours non-stop from Saturday the 17th of October from 0900 hours until 1200 hours on Sunday the 18th of October 2020. As this is one of the few events that has not been killed off by the coronavirus, we need to get behind it and try to give as many contacts as possible to the scouts and guides who will be keen to gather as many contacts as possible. I'm sure that many other scout and guide groups will be on air and keen to talk to as many amateurs as possible. Let's hope that the gods of propagation smile on this event. Our new VK3RSW repeater has taken another step toward completion. The CTCSS has been modified and adjusted, and audio levels have now been set to reflect the incoming level from our rigs. This is done by feeding a 1 kHz tone from John VK5DJ signal generator at 3 kHz deviation, and then arranging for both transmitters to repeat this tone with the same deviation. Peter VK5BE fitted the repeater sub-chassis and the link into the cabinet on Tuesday afternoon. Chris VK5MC is doing some final adjustments on the cavities, but these are also nearly ready. As John VK5DJ suspects that the battery at the bluff is not performing up to spec, he is seeking permission from the club to purchase a new 120 amp hour or better unit to power VK5RMG and the three links at full efficiency as a backup. Watch this space for the outcome. As it now appears that Victoria may be contemplating easing the virus restrictions, let us hope that arranging for the VK3RSW repeater to be moved to its new home is not far from becoming a reality, as this will make a very big difference to the coverage of SA and Western Victoria. At the moment, it's looking rosy for the 2020 Legend of the Lakes hill climb to go ahead, albeit in a much modified form. Stay tuned for more details on this one as well. Hopefully, I'll have more to report on this for the next report. That's your lot for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Rick, VK5VCR, with news of what's happening at the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. This week, there are three items very worthy of mentioning. Firstly, this coming Thursday evening is the club's general meeting at 19:30 hours. All members are encouraged to attend. Following the meeting, Bernie, VK5ABS, will be showing one of the many videos of past presentations made at the club in the 80s and 90s. On Sunday the 6th of October, SCARC will be hosting a mini buy and sell at the club rooms. Don't be deterred by the name mini, however. I assure you there is some fantastic radio equipment, spare parts and brand new components to be found. This is a rare style of buy and sell at the club following the passing of Silent Key Peter Clark, VK5HPC. The buy and sell is from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. There is a $5 entrance fee and COVID protocols will apply. We look forward to seeing you there. And finally, an item exclusively for the Wyles, Next Wyles and the Ham Radio community. SCARC is planning to hold a foundation course for ladies only, at a date to be advised, so now's a great time to get the word out. For further details, contact Mike, VK5ZC, at vk5zc@scarc.org.au. The South Coast Amateur Radio Club meets every Thursday night at the Seaford Meadows Scout Facility at 11 Railway Road, Seaford Meadows at 7:30 p.m. Everyone is welcome and COVID protocols do apply. Further information can be found on the club's website at scarc.org.au or check out our Facebook page. That's it for this week. 73 from Rick, VK5VCR, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Now, just a reminder again that we have the Coffee Corona Club meeting every Wednesdays at 10 a.m. on the Houghton Repeater, 146 850, conducted by Phil, VK5SRP. So come on up, get a nice big cup of coffee and join in the conversation. And of course every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network, there is the F-Troop Net, ably run by Tony, VK5FBIC, and we always have an interesting time at the F-Troop Net. And next Friday night, the 25th of September, it will be the on-air tech night for the Northeast Radio Club. Call in on the Houghton Repeater at about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And once again, we'll have an interesting conversation about all things amateur radio. And in October, on Friday the 9th of October, the Northeast Radio Club will be going for a visit to the Military Vehicles Museum at 10 Sturton Road, Eden, Edinburgh Parks. And Tony, VK5UA, will be showing us around the collection of radios that they've got there. And I believe some of them will be in action. So we'll be there between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. So get there a bit earlier. And there's going to be no catering, so you'll have to bring along your own refreshments. So that's on Friday, the 9th of October.
It is with much sadness that we must inform you that Murray Meharry, VK5ZLV, became a silent key on the 10th of September. He passed away peacefully, aged 87. Murray was a past secretary of NERC and an active member of the club. He made many presentations to the membership over a number of years. He and Janan joined the company of the club at the annual and Christmas meetings, as well as the many social events held by the club. He will be sadly missed. Vale, Murray Meharry, VK5ZLV.
Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, everyone. This is VK5LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of Wison South Australia and its committee. Wison South Australia held their AGM on Sunday, the 6th of September, which had recently been postponed due to COVID-19, with a very dynamic committee being elected, with the members of the committee being made up of President Lewis Coleshill, VK5FLY, Treasurer and Newsletter Publisher David Wilson, VK5LSB, Secretary Robert Stubbs, VK5HRS, Arno Atima, VK5ZAR, Technical Officer, Senior Engineer, Webmaster and Social Media Manager, Public Officer John Elliott, VK5EMI, Committee Members Alan Benny, VK5BEN, Alan Harley, VK5MAD, Anthony Green, VK5FBIC, and Philip Nicarud, VK5FNIK. The new committee would like to thank the outgoing committee members of Wison South Australia for the dedication and leadership that they have provided Wison with, which has enabled the organisation to continue to grow and develop with providing community communications and, more importantly, emergency communications if a disaster was to affect South Australia after other forms of communication may have become dysfunctional. Amateur radio operators are always at the ready to lend a hand with their knowledge and skills no matter what. The MSS Safety Rally Sprint was held last Sunday, the 30th of September, at Gorge Road, Cuddly Creek region, and Wison South Australia provided the pivotal service with providing communications and support to the rally. We utilised our commercial frequencies, repeaters and transceivers across all stages to the organisers of the rally, with a backup radio network and technical support being provided on the Houghton 2-metre repeater by our wonderful and dedicated Wison South Australian volunteers, who quite regularly give up their free time quite freely and provide and share their ham radio knowledge, expertise and skills, which were greatly appreciated by the rally organisers, who wish to pass on a big thank you to all of our Wison South Australian volunteers, as we could not have done it without you and your skills. The organisers of the rally provided all Wison volunteers with a free goodie bag and also a lunch bag, which was dropped off at the checkpoints, for which we were quite thankful. Radio amateurs never knock back a freebie, do we? WISE in South Australia would also like to thank the Radio Amateurs of Adelaide for allowing us to utilise the Houghton 2-metre repeater for the backup radio network, and we hope that we didn't inconvenience you too much last Sunday. Planning is well underway for the Shannons Adelaide Rally 2020, which is a 4-day event being held over the 25th to the 28th of November 2020. And WISE of South Australia have been invited to provide communications for this event. And as such, we are currently seeking registrations of volunteers for this event for radio operators to assist with the communications across the 4 days. Registration is via the Rally SA webpage, so you can register for this event by going to the webpage rallysa.com.au. I'll say again, rallysa.com.au, and click on the Shannons Adelaide Rally link, then register under the volunteers link, WISE and Volunteers, and you pick the days. You don't have to do every day or not even full days, as we're looking for radio operators to cover stages. So come out and volunteer and be part of the action and being up close to the vehicles in action, and put your radio skills to good use. New license holders and foundation operators are strongly encouraged to participate. Never done a rally before? Don't worry, as support is provided, and if you have any questions, you can contact me via my email address, which is treasurer@sa.wison.org.au. I say again, treasurer@sa.wison.org.au, or via my email address vk5lsb@wia.org.au, and I'll get back to you. And we look forward to seeing you out there. This has been VK5 LSB on behalf of the WISE and South Australian Committee, wishing you all 73 and stay safe out there. Cheers all.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Lunches at the Blackwood RSL are in full swing again on the 2nd and 4th Friday of each month. It is just like old times, lots of chatter and catching up on the latest. The next lunch will be on the 25th of September. At the lunch on the 11th of September, we had 9 AHARS members present, plenty of room for more. You can book for the lunch at the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwod@bigpond.com. The RSL would like us to book for the Friday lunches a day or two before the actual day, so they have an idea of how many will be attending. I've closed the Thursday night Corona net, but we still have the Monday night net on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset and starting at 8 p.m. Our first general meeting after the COVID shutdown on the 17th of September was a success in spite of a dreadful stormy weather. We had 26 people attend. Compliance with the COVID rules were commendable. All being well, we'll do the same again on the 15th of October. We've not decided on activities for the night yet. We will look at the rules in force closer to the date. Rubens, VK5FE, presentation on homebrew electronics was very good, and he went into why we get into this side of the hobby. He pointed out at the start that this was not going to be about beer. Pity there was not more members present to hear his talk. He put a lot of effort into this presentation with lots of pictures, film clips and sound bites. Thanks, Rubens, for all your efforts. Supper was quite different to meetings we've had in the past. There was tea and coffee and prepackaged biscuits served to us by 2 people behind the window in the kitchen. We had to sit down and to eat and drink, and we had several COVID monitors to make sure we complied with the rules. Lloyd Butler turns 96 in October and has decided it's time for him to hang up his pen or his keyboard and retire and hand over maintenance of the club history records. If you would like to take over this important task, please email me and I will send you Lloyd's letter. Richard Page, VK5FSCR, has set up a wireless access point on Southern York Peninsula. Email me for more details or phone Scruff on 0428 155 974. That's 0428 155 974. AHA's website relocation is taking longer than we'd hoped, and Paul, VK5PAS, has called in some technical help to sort out what's gone wrong with the code. We've also had to cancel the big November buy and sell. We'll look at running one in the new year when some of the COVID restrictions are lifted. No decision about Christmas lunch this year. We may have to talk to some suitable venues. We may also be able to have our January picnic at the Marion RSL. It is more important than ever to listen to this broadcast or to read the mass emails I will be sending out each week. You can send me an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au, or you can even text message me on 0428 835 621. That's all for this week's 73.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline at northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.